Enrique Lugo, 27, his wife Irma Ponce, 36, and their 16-year-old son, Alex, were stocking up on groceries in their white truck outside a Stater Brothers grocery store in Ridgecrest on Saturday. Ms. Ponce said she was grateful that her house sustained the minor damage to an outside brick wall, a broken water heater, and ceiling fans that dropped to the floor. Ms. Ponce was home with her son cooking dinner when the quake hit. "We ran outside and so did the neighbors," she said. The small family had slept in the living room, bracing for another major quake Friday night. The couple said they had little sleep because of the aftershocks. "They just didn't stop," Ms. Ponce said. Mr. Lugo, a supervisor at a chemical plant, said he was on top of a water tank when the largest quake hit. "I just held on to the railing," said Mr. Lugo, who was born in Ridgecrest. "In my 27 years, I have never experienced an earthquake this big here. We weren't expecting a bigger one. Nobody was." Friday night's earthquake came during the Dodgers game against the San Diego Padres in Los Angeles. The game was not interrupted, but in Las Vegas, where an NBA Summer League game was taking place between the Knicks and the New Orleans Pelicans, the action was halted because of the quake. Frank Jackson, the Pelicans' point guard, was bringing the ball up the court when he felt the earthquake. "That was crazy," Jackson said. "I felt like someone was pushing my hip. I kind of leaned this way and was like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? And then I saw everything shaking." Tim Dorsey of Santa Monica noticed something was amiss when the wine bottles in his home began rattling on Friday night. "That happened and I thought, oh, aftershock," Mr. Dorsey said by phone, "and then it stopped. 15 seconds later, it started going again. I hopped up and got away from my windows." Mr. Dorsey said the shaking had begun again and gone for a minute. "It kept getting stronger and stronger," he said. Giovanna Gomez of Bakersfield said Friday's earthquake had felt like Thursday's quake. "I was in my living room with my parents, and all of a sudden we started feeling the earth slowly moving." Ms. Gomez said, "And then it started getting bigger, just rocking back and forth." She said the family had promptly gone outside and reported no damage, but complained of dogs barking. At the Dodgers game, fans in the upper decks felt the stadium sway, and viewers at home who did not feel the earthquake themselves were alerted to it by the shaking up and down of the camera. On the field, though, the game went on. "How are they continuing to play baseball?" said Joe Davis, a Dodgers television announcer.